It's live, expert money and real estate advice every Sunday. Elise Glink is on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB. Brought to you by Mark Tytel with Realty First.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Glink Show. It is 12:07, 7 minutes past 12. We are on Labor Day weekend. Good day to talk about unemployment. And as you may have noticed, it's football season again. So we are now officially on from 12 to 2 this fall. I think that runs all the way through Thanksgiving, maybe even the first week of December. Every year it's a little bit different. We have the Bulldog Brunch that's now airing directly before the show. So if you turn on a little bit earlier at 11 and I'm not there, it's only a short term. 12 to 2, it's football season. We've been doing this for about, the last 10 years or so. Maybe even longer. I've lost count on how long we've been doing this show. We are at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Lines are wide open. We are talking today about unemployment. We are going to talk about the Wells Fargo Homeownership Preservation Workshop that is going to go on in Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. If you have a Wells Fargo mortgage and you can't make that mortgage payment and you are looking for a loan modification, I have been told by the folks higher up at Wells Fargo that they have room for 1,500 families to come and get help. They are flying in a couple of hundred people from all over the country who work for Wells Fargo so that you can have face-to-face interactions with them and work on your loan modification. I will tell you, it's up on thinklink.com right now. If you go to thinklink.com and you click on the blog, right, you will see all the information for Wells Fargo and their homeownership preservation workshop. You have to call, make a reservation, just leave your number. Somebody will call you back. It is right at the top of the blog today. Wells Fargo Atlanta Home Ownership Preservation Event. It was from last week's show. We had somebody on talking all about it. We're going to talk about it today, September 8th and 9th at the Georgia World Congress Center. They have lots, extended hours. You can make a reservation. Call. Please call and make a reservation. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We are also going to talk about what is going on with this huge settlement, or I should say the lawsuit. Federal government is suing all the major lenders with regards to the quality of loan packages, loan securities that they sold around the world. Guess what? They figured out they weren't what they said they were, and now they're going to go and sue them. So we're going to talk about that as well. And we're taking your questions and calls today on the Elise Glink Show, 404-872-0750. Online all the time. Have you signed up for the website yet? The newsletter, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. Free weekly newsletter. It's right there. It says U.S. Mail. Sign up for our newsletter. It's not actually. We don't send it by U.S. Mail. We just email it to you. But you should go there and check it out. We are there to help you make smarter decisions with your money. That is the motto of my entire career, and we just want to help you make those better decisions. It's just not as hard as it seems. I had a conversation this week with somebody who is a multimillionaire, hugely successful consultant, and she's sitting there with her money, and she can't decide what to do with it. She's like, I just don't know. I get to this point every year, and I just don't pull the trigger and make a deal, and everything is just in cash. And we talked about that, and we talked about how hard it is when you are an expert in so many things about business, when your job is to talk to CEOs or senior vice presidents and help them with their business and make it smarter, how when it comes to your own money, sometimes there's a disconnect. Really hard to pull the trigger sometimes with your own stuff. Now, I've told this story before, but when Sam and I were buying life insurance the last round a few years ago, I went online to my favorite insurance site and I was filling in the application. And I just got to the point where I had to disclose my parents' illnesses. And as many of you know, my father passed away when he was 49 from a massive heart attack. Well, when it comes to life insurance, that's kind of a problem. Kicks you right out of the top best bucket. Nothing I could do about it. But I got to that point in the application, and it took 6 weeks to get back. I just kind of burst into tears and couldn't get back to it for about 6 weeks. And finally we did it, of course, and we got our insurance. But everybody has something that prevents them from moving ahead with their money sometimes. And so we're going to explore that a little bit today as well in the Elise Kling Show. I can't believe it. Lines are still wide open. 404-872-0750. All right. While you guys call in and we start taking a look at those phone calls and we start getting on the air, let's talk a little bit about the unemployment number this week, because the number, to say it was dreadful, doesn't really do it justice. I don't know if you saw this, but on Friday, we released, or the numbers were released, for the unemployment figures for August. And what we found out is that there was zero job growth in the U.S. in August. Not only that, zero. No jobs added, no jobs lost. But really, there's a net loss, right? Because when you only gain, and if you need 150 to 200,000 jobs a month just to stay even with the population, and you have zero that you've added, that's a really bad thing. Bad number. So not only did we have zero job growth, but we also saw the number of new jobs created over the past 2 months revised downward by a lot. And so the unemployment number, the official unemployment number, which as many of you know, I think is kind of bunk, stayed at 9.1%. Almost every single economist predicted that we were going to have a bang-up month. ADP, which is constantly wrong about its job predictions but gets a huge amount of ink, ADP was predicting 71,000 to like 100,000 new jobs created. Nothing. Now, then some people said, well, we had the Verizon strike and 45,000 people applied for unemployment. But you know what? With the revision of downward of the past 2 months of job growth, we more than X'd that out. We're not making any traction. We are not creating jobs in this country. We're not getting people off the unemployment unless they fall off, in which case they're not really counted ever. The number of people who are unemployed for more than a year is something like 4.5 or 5 million people. People who have been unemployed, now we're counting in 2 years. Absolutely crazy. Huge numbers. And so I look at the unemployment numbers and I think, well, let's look at the broader measure, right? Let's look at the U6, which looks at underemployment and people who are so fed up, they've thrown up their hands, they've given it up, they're not even looking for a job anymore, and people who have gone back to school, they don't know what they're doing anymore. They've taken themselves out. When you look at that, that number rose this month. That number is now at 16.2%. 16.2% of people in this country are unemployed, underemployed, gone back to school, decided to be a stay-at-home parent, or threw up their hands and just gave up, and gosh knows what they're living on. I don't think that works for us. That is not the America that I know. And this whole idea of back to work, and, well, people, if they got unemployment, if we cut off unemployment, they would go take any job. You know what? There's four people applying for every single job opening there is in this country. Even if you kicked everybody off unemployment, we wouldn't have full employment. There is a real structural issue that is breaking that down in this country right now, and it is really scary. Really scary. Our economy has absolutely stalled. Germany's economy has stalled. France looks like it's moving into a recession. You know, we've been saying it for the last 2 years on the show, three or four years on the show. We haven't fixed the problems yet. We're getting better. We've deleveraged some stuff, but we haven't fixed the problems yet. And until we do, we're right on the edge, the knife's edge of whether or not we're going to topple over into another recession. And I am really scared about it. All right, let's go to the phones. 404-872-0750 is our number. Teresa joins us on the line from Marietta. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Elise. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind today?
Well, my mom recently passed. And
I'm sorry.
Thank you. She left me and my sister her home, which is paid off, and also an IRA in the amount of approximately $60,000.
Okay.
I want to purchase the home from my sister, so I was thinking about giving her my half of the IRA monies towards the purchase of the home.
Do you know how much the house is actually worth?
No, that was another part to the question. With the housing market, my mom bought it back in 2000, and I think she paid 150 for it. How do I go about finding out the value of the house with the market in the condition that it's in?
Well, you can do two things. You can hire an appraiser for about $300 or $400, or you can go to a local real estate agent, somebody who's actually working in the neighborhood, and you can ask them to do a broker price opinion, which would have them look at, and you would pay for that. If you just wanted to have them come through to see about selling the house, you could probably get them to do a lot of that work with a comparative marketing analysis for free. But if you think you really want to hold on to it, I would have them do a broker price opinion for a couple $100. And what they'll do is look up all the homes that are for sale, all the homes that have recently sold, including foreclosures and short sales. They'll evaluate the condition of your mom's house versus the condition of all the other houses in the neighborhood, and then they'll tell you something like, well, it's probably worth about $70,000. I don't know if that's what they'll tell you. Maybe they'll tell you it's $180,000, but I don't know. Probably not, though. I mean, it seems to me that in Atlanta, where the average home price has fallen 30-40%, that it would be likely that the house is worth a lot less than what your mom paid for it. Do you happen to know what anything else in the neighborhood is selling for?
It's a real mishmash.
Okay. So you need somebody who's really, really smart. And you may want, and the estate would pay for this, you may want to have them look at both the house. You're going to need some sort of appraisal for the house for the estate tax. Well, you don't have any estate tax, but for the estate tax return that you're going to file. And to establish a value for that property. So the estate should pay for it. You should probably have an appraiser come in and do it, somebody who's highly recommended, and figure out what the property is worth. Now, let's say the property is worth $100,000, and I assume it's tax. You don't have any mortgage on it, correct?
Correct.
So your share of that is $50,000. The IRA is $60,000, right?
Right.
So that's $30,000. So if your sister agreed, you could say, you take the IRA and I'll give you $20,000 and you give me the house.
Okay, and you agree that's a good idea?
Do I agree what's a good idea?
To do what you just said.
I don't know. Do you want the house?
I do.
So I don't know if your sister, does your sister want the house?
No.
Okay. Does she care what happens to the house?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm saying... It's an okay idea to give up the IRA in order to use that money for the house.
If you want the house and this is a way to do that, yeah. There's no reason why you shouldn't swap it out. You guys should talk about it, though, and figure out exactly, you know, go look at the numbers. I mean, if the number comes back and it's $200,000 for the house, you know, you're only going to get $30,000 out of the IRA. That's $70,000 you're going to have to pay your sister.
Right.
So you guys have to figure out what that's worth. Now, remember, one thing to keep in mind, that if you sold the house, you would pay a broker's commission and transfer taxes and other kinds of expenses associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
You would also pay there are all kinds of fees. It could run anywhere from 6 to 10%. So when you're calculating how much the purchase of the house should be, don't forget to factor those in and divide them in half, because that's your sister doesn't have to pay that if she sells to you.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling the show. It's 21 minutes past the hour on Labor Day weekend. I'm Elise Glink. Stay tuned. We're going to have more for you next on News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
26 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. Happy Labor Day, everybody. I'm Elise Glink. 404-872-0750. Online all the time at thinkglink.com. Hey, if you have a Wells Fargo mortgage and you are having trouble paying that mortgage, Wells Fargo is sponsoring an Atlanta Home Ownership Preservation event on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Really important stuff, folks. Everything is up at thinklink.com. Click on the blog. It's at the Georgia World Congress Center, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day. Reservations are strongly recommended. Walk-ins are welcome. They have room to host 1,500 people, and about 700 are signed up already. So here's the place. Here's the phone number you called. Now, they're not there today, but leave a message that you want a reservation. They are checking that that phone voicemail. 1-800-405-8067. 1-800-405-8067. There's also a long website that you can go to get more information, but thinklink.com on the blog has it. You'll see the sign. It says Wells Fargo Atlanta Homeownership Preservation Workshop. Click on that and then read down. It says how to register for, actually it says how to register for the Chicago Home Preservation Workshop, but it's not. It's Atlanta, and it's September 8th and 9th. They just did one in Chicago that I helped promote as well. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Let's see if we can get a quick question in. Tony joins us on the line from Atlanta. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I need to invest in a bond fund, and I'm wondering if this federal government suing banks has any effect on mortgage-backed securities or whatever.
I would think so. That would be my guess, yes.
I mean, in the good or in the bad?
I think it's in the bad right now. Yeah. I'm very worried about bonds. I mean, look at where treasuries are. They're like next to zero. Everything's paying nothing, and in fact, there's some bonds and things that you can buy that are actually going to pay less. They'll pay 97% of what you invest over an extended period of time, and people are doing it simply because they don't know where else to go. One thing you may want to think about is finding a really good, safe, conservative company that's paying a dividend. And what you may want to do is think about putting some money there rather than a bond fund. But if you are going to invest in a bond fund, do a total market bond fund. That way you get good stuff, you get junk, you get a little corporate, all kinds of stuff, municipal mixed together. I think it's really well diversified and the safer way to go. That's the kind of bond fund I'm invested in, and that's the one I recommend. 28 minutes past the hour on the Elise Kling Show. Labor Day, so much more to come tomorrow. Big special day. I'm filling in for Clark, and Dave Ramsey's on all day. 404-872-0750. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Every Sunday, Elise Kling is live and new to guide you through your money and real estate questions. Only on AM 750. And now, 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
37 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. I'm Elise Kling. Thanks for joining us today. 404-872-0750. Let's go to the phones. Lori joins us on the line from McDonough. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Elise.
What's going on?
I just had a question regarding the real estate market. I had just heard you mention earlier about Wells Fargo having a workshop, and what my question is, I was wondering if the banks will work with you without being passed through, so to speak.
They're supposed to. Are you a Wells Fargo customer?
I am.
I think you should.
I am.
I want it. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
I want to give you the number. I think you should call and make a reservation and go talk to them.
Okay.
Absolutely. They are bringing... Okay, so I had dinner in Chicago a few weeks ago with the guy who oversees this whole homeownership preservation program. Mm-hmm. They are doing something like 24 or 36 of these across the country. They're coming to Atlanta. They sent out 9,500 invitations in Atlanta to people they thought were at risk. You
mm-hmm.
probably weren't even on the list. But,
right, exactly.
But there are so many people in your position, and they are bringing everybody in who can make a decision. So instead
okay.
of calling and faxing and calling, you actually get to sit face-to-face. And they've got a couple hundred people that they fly in for this. It's not a small amount of money Wells Fargo is spending. So I told them I would talk about it on the show today and tomorrow when I fill in for Clark, because people like you need to find out exactly what your situation is, and the only way to do
exactly.
it is face-to-face. So the number is 800-405-8067.
Okay.
800-405-8067. If you go to my website, you'll see it's a Wells Fargo Atlanta Homeownership Preservation Workshop. And there's a website as well. I'll give you the website address. It's a terrible website address. I'm just telling you now.
Okay.
It's
okay.
WF for Wells Fargo, HM, Wells Fargo, WFHMEvents.com.
Okay.
/ Leading the Way Home.
Oh, okay.
terrible. Really hard to talk on the radio.
Right, right.
But
right,
I have it
right.
linked directly from my website. So it's WFHMEvents.com/leadingthewayhome, and you've got the number. I think you should call. Nobody's there today, but they will absolutely, your name will be in a database, and they will put you down for reservation. You can tell them what time. They're open from 9 to 7, both the 8th and the 9th.
Okay.
So you can either go at lunch, or if you're not, you know, you're working end of the day, you can
right.
go at
mm-hmm.
5 o'clock. But I would just make the reservation, and then it's better, right? Because then
okay.
they know you're coming.
Sounds great. Okay, I'll do it.
All right. And, Lori, you're going to need some information to bring with you. So
okay.
there are, you need to have some sort of hardship letter that tells Wells Fargo why you need a loan modification, why you can't make your payments, or why you won't be able to make them soon.
Gotcha.
Your W-2 or paycheck stub. Your
okay.
most recent tax return. Any
okay.
asset documentation, bank statements, 401k, whatever you have that shows what you have or what you don't have. And any other information that speaks to income and expenses. So if you're, for example, divorced and you're getting alimony, you'd want to bring that paperwork. Or if you have to support somebody else or you're paying child support, that information. So whatever speaks to the issue of income or expenses in your world, bring that with you so you have everything. And on the website, it walks through. There's a bunch of other documents you're going to want to bring as well.
Gotcha. Okay, will do. Well, I do appreciate it very much.
Lori, I want you to call the show next week and let me know what happens, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Thanks, Elise.
Thank you. Have a great weekend and enjoy the Labor Day. 41 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phones. Lisa joins us on the line from Duluth. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, except I have discovered that on the main portion of my house, there is an illegal number of shingle layers on my home.
Oh, how many layers are there? I think three
there's
is the maximum.
Three. Oh, okay. There's three layers on that part.
Okay.
And when I talked to the State of Georgia Insurance Commissioner's Office, they said that if my insurance company knew about that they would cancel me.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Maybe it's less now in parts of Georgia. I don't know. They've made the rules tougher since all the bad weather, hurricane stuff has come through.
Right.
Maybe
do
it's
I
less.
Have a claim against the seller of this home?
What did they tell you? When did you buy the house?
13 years ago.
You do not have a claim against
okay.
the seller.
Okay, I didn't think so.
13 years?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a problem?
No. No, and it might even be helping, actually, but I'm trying to get my roof replaced. Everybody in the whole neighborhood has a new roof, and when the inspector went up there, he said, oh, this is not good, so I don't know where to go from here.
If you need a new roof, go get a new roof, but they'll just do a tear-off.
Okay.
They have to tear off everything.
Right.
And then they'll, you know, put a new roof on. That sounds worse than it is. It's a little bit more expensive. There's more to dump.
Right, but I'm worried about getting canceled.
Right, so if you're worried about getting canceled, then you can replace your roof.
Out of pocket.
I don't think you have a claim. I'm not a lawyer, but,
okay.
and I'm not giving you legal advice, but I got to tell you, I don't think after 13 years, I would say that the statute of limitations has expired.
Okay.
That roof may have been perfectly legal when they did it 13 years ago or 18 years ago. I don't know how long the roof's been on.
Right.
But, you know, if they put on a roof, a third layer 20 years ago, that roof has probably reached nearly the end of its life cycle anyway.
Okay.
So it's not like you get to buy a house and then everything lasts forever. I mean, God knows, my husband Sam is going out of his mind trying to keep up with all the stuff in our house.
Right.
So
it's just finding the money to do stuff right now.
Listen, I get it. I totally get it.
I appreciate this.
All right, Lisa.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. It's 44 minutes past the hour. 404-872-0750 is our number here at the station. You know, roofs can be very, very expensive, and you want to get a good one, that's for sure. Erica joins us on the line. Hey, Erica.
Hi, this is Erica. How are you?
I'm good, Erica. This is Elise. Welcome to the show. Happy Labor Day weekend.
I'm so happy to talk to you. I have a big question. I'm a 35-year-old mom, and I have a job. And it's a pretty good paying job, but the job I work for, it was bought out by another bigger company, and so they took the my 401k plan I had in that company, and they asked to switch it over for me to switch over, and so I switched over to the IRA Fidelity Bank. And now I just want to know how much percentage of my money should I start putting that IRA to save, not for just for my retirement, but for my son as well.
Okay, let's back up a little bit. What were you putting in before?
I think about 3% of my income.
Okay, and why wouldn't you just keep doing that?
Okay, so that's a good idea. Just to
I'm asking, personally, I think you should max it out.
Okay.
The reason I think you should do as much as you can, and there are some questions to ask with, well, maybe if you've got a son and you're trying to save for college, maybe there's some other ways to do it. But, for example, do you have a Roth IRA?
Sorry, what's your question?
A Roth IRA.
No, ma'am, it's just IRA. It's a traditional IRA.
All right, well, I don't think you actually have a traditional IRA with this company. I think you probably have a 401k with this company.
Okay.
And a Roth IRA is after-tax money. And you're 35 years old, and you can put away $5,000.
Okay.
You can even open it up at Fidelity, so it's all in the same place, and you just get one statement.
Okay.
But you can put away $5,000, and you can invest it after tax, and it grows tax-free forever. And what's nice about this for your son is it's retirement money for you, but if he needs some help going to college, you can pay college expenses out of it.
Okay.
So, but it sounds to me like you need to learn the lingo a little bit. So here's what I want you to do. You're 35 years old. I want you to decide that this year you're going to teach yourself a little bit more about retirement money. You're going to learn about 401ks and your options. And by the way, I'm sure you've got very good options at Fidelity, so that's great. You're going to figure out how much more you can afford to put away, both inside the 401k with the new company and for in the and out of after-tax money into the Roth IRA. And I have information on my website. It's R-O-T-H-I-R-A, Roth. It was named for the senator who proposed the legislation.
Okay.
It's a great thing. And if your son, like, goes and he has to apply for student loans, or he's getting great grades and he's going to get a scholarship, it does not count against you, the fact that you have this IRA money. Whereas if you put it in some other account for him, it might, and he might have to use that to go. So I want you to, this year, your goal should be to save more, both in your 401k and to open up a Roth IRA at Fidelity.
Okay.
And try to save up to $5,000 this year. That I think would be a great goal for you, and every year just keep doing that.
And just try to max out how much ever I can put in a percentage in that IRA and just continue to do that.
And do this other thing. Even if you keep the 3%, let's say you go 4% this year in your 401k.
Okay.
And you're able to put away $2,000 or $3,000 or up to $5,000 in the Roth IRA.
Yes.
That's a great thing to do.
Okay.
Great thing to do. You will be so happy if you just even do that for the rest of your life. You're 35 years old, and for the next 30 years, you do 4 or 5% of your income into the 401k and $5,000 a year into your Roth IRA, you are going to be sitting pretty when it comes time for retirement.
I like that idea.
I like it for you, too. Absolutely. That's a very good goal for you, Erica, and it's a good goal for your son as well. It's good for him to see you saving and say, understanding that the future is really important.
Yes, it is. It is. Thank you so much. Thank you. You have a good Labor Day.
I will. You too, Erica. I really appreciate your call. And don't forget to go to my website. I have lots of free information on there about Roth IRAs. Just go to the site. It's thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. Go there and just type in Roth, R-O-T-H, IRA, into the search engine, and up will come all this information about it, and I think it'll be really helpful. It's 49 minutes past the hour. Our number here at the station, 404-872-0750. Online all the time, thinkglink.com. We also have some great information at the Equifax Finance blog. Just go to equifax.com and click on the blog link up at the top, Equifax Finance blog. We have put together an amazing array of experts in their field, tax and insurance, investing, retiring, real estate, all of whom have great free information to share with you and really know what they're talking about, and they'll even answer your questions. And I think that's maybe the best news of all. All right, 49 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Glenk. We'll be right back with more on AM 750 and on 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
Expert money advice you can depend on. Weekdays with Clark Howard and Dave Ramsey, and midday every Sunday with Elise Glenk on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
Labor Day, everybody. I'm Elise Glenk. I'll be filling in for Clark tomorrow live on Labor Day. See, if you have to work, I have to work. I want to be there. We always do Labor Day, trying to help you out with all of your different things that are going on. Labor Day, why shouldn't there be somebody working here at WSB? A whole bunch of us will be here just waiting for your call. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Let's go back to the phones. Karen joins us on the line from Athens. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How are you? Happy Labor Day.
I'm good. Thank you. Happy Labor Day to you.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, my husband and I were in the car. We're listening to your show and about the Wells Fargo program that's coming up. And
yep.
We're not with them. We're with another lender.
Who are you with?
Bank of America.
Okay.
And the problem that we have is that we're upside down in our loan. And
How upside down are you?
Oh, quite a bit.
Okay.
60%.
Ooh, okay.
So we're just wondering if there's any programs out there that could help homeowners like us that would like to try to move on and maybe purchase another home but not able to sell our home, but we're not behind on our mortgage.
Well, what kind of... All right, so first of all, what's the interest rate you're paying on your loan?
We're at 6.6%.
And do you happen to have an FHA loan?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You do have an FHA loan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is help for you.
Oh, good.
So you should call Bank of America.
Uh-huh.
And you should tell them that you have an FHA loan with them and you want to do the FHA loan streamline refinance program.
Okay.
You should not have to do an appraisal.
Okay.
They're not going to look at, so if they don't pull the appraisal, they're not going to see how upside down you are. They're supposed to simply lower your interest rate
mm-hmm.
from 6.6% probably to 4.5% or 5%, but it'll be a nice bump down. You
mm-hmm.
shouldn't really, I'm not even sure you have to pay anything for it, maybe a few $100, that's it.
Oh, okay.
It's the same loan, same terms, they just lower the interest rate for you.
Oh, okay, great.
That's a special deal for FHA loans. Now, for
mm-hmm.
buying another one, then once that's closed,
mm-hmm.
then it's a question of what do you do going forward. Now, if you want to rent that house and then buy another house, you should be able to do that, although it's going to be tough. But if you have enough, you know, if you have enough income,
mm-hmm.
and you get a tenant and you give a signed lease agreement, they're going to see that, then you ought to be able to go and buy something new. But
okay.
That's the only help. But that's actually not so bad. That's kind of cool.
No, that's fine. I have a question about renting out our home and purchasing another home. Will they? I heard that there were some hiccups along the way because they don't want you to. They want that to be your primary home, and you get the new loan on a new home.
As long as it's your primary house, you're going to be able to get help. If you rent it first, you won't be able to get help. So if you need the help and you want to take advantage of this program, it's for owner-occupied. So do this first, and then think about a new home. That's going to be your best way to go, Karen. Try to get this done first. Then do the next step in your plan. 59 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Glenk. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more this Labor Day weekend on News Talk WSB.
It's live, expert money and real estate advice every Sunday. Elise Glenk is on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB. Brought to you by Mark Tytel with Realty First.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Elise Kling Show. We are live on Sundays, now 12 to 2. It's football season, everybody. So glad you could join us today. Lines are open, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, online, thinkglink.com. Don't forget to check out my blog at cbsmoneywatch.com. I had my biggest number of hits this past month in August, 728,000 visits to the site. What were we talking about? You're going to love this. 10 top places to live or to buy a home if you are a single man, and 10 top places to buy a home if you're a single woman. These stories took off like wildfire. They were featured on the homepage of Yahoo. They were featured on the homepage of Xfinity Comcast. Unbelievable response to them. So if you go to CBS or just go to moneywatch.com, click on my name, you'll see these. Click through some of the different stories. It was really a fun month, I have to say. 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phones. Jody joins us on the line from Stockbridge. Hi, Jody. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Hey, you too. Elise, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
I have a rental property that I got Green Tree Mortgage to do a deed in lieu on.
Mm-hmm.
Now they came back and said Fannie Mae wants to, they said it'd be free and clear, but Fannie Mae wants me to do a promissory note for $20,000. You know, when I bought the house 4 or 5 years ago, I bought it for $106,000. It was valued at $140,000 then, and now this neighborhood's so bad, the houses are selling, you know, for $30,000, $35,000.
You know what? I would say to your lender, no, this was the original deal. It's free and clear, or if you don't like that, foreclose on me.
So you think that's Fannie Mae really said that?
I think they did really say it. I did. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have cost this country $160-plus billion. Probably it'll be as much as $500 billion when all is said and done. They're looking for this, but if you sign a promissory note, they're going to be after you for the next 20 years. Just say, I would say no, and say go, you know, because the original deal that you had was going to be free and clear. That's the deal you want. So I would just say to them, no, foreclose. They're going to lose so much money if they foreclose that they're not going to want to do that. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but I would just say no.
Okay, because I was, you know, I didn't know. I said, well, $20,000 sounds like a good deal at 15 years at $83 a month, no interest, but, you know, I've got three other rental properties. You know, I'm in the situation everybody else is, and this one I just know that I can't do anything with it. It's not going to affect my credit that much more, is it?
No. Your credit's already taken a hit, so I would say to them, the deal that we originally struck was free and clear. So you want a $20,000 promissory note, or Fannie Mae does, you know, foreclose. I'm not doing that.
Even though everything was verbal, I've never been able to for them to send me anything in writing. It's always conversations on the phone.
Jody, it doesn't matter. You can say no.
Okay.
Their option is to foreclose on you.
Okay, gotcha.
If you feel like you can afford the $20,000, then go ahead and sign the promissory note, but it will haunt you for a long time to come.
Okay,
if you don't feel like that is the right thing, I mean, what if they said if you go back and say fine, $20,000, they may come back and say, no, we meant $40,000.
I gotcha.
How much do you owe them?
$100,000. The loan's still $103,000.
You owe $103,000.
Yep.
I mean, it's dreadful what's happened. It's clear that you bought it with 100% financing.
Right.
Or nearly 100% financing.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously this didn't work out, and the property's worth $35,000. That's a 70% decline in your neighborhood.
Right.
I think you just go and tell them no. It's either deed in lieu, free and clear, or nothing. Go foreclose.
Gotcha. Perfect. And one last quick question.
Sure.
Okay, do we, now can they come back after me as long as I read the paperwork right? And as far as tax consequences, I guess if I can show that, you know, I guess insolvent's the word. I mean,
yeah, insolvency is important. I would really talk to a real estate attorney. I would hire a real estate attorney. You know, this isn't like, I know that in Atlanta nobody uses real estate attorneys for residential deals, but you are talking about a rental property. You're talking about a foreclosure or a deed in lieu, complicated negotiations. Do you really read every single word and understand it of all these documents?
No, I didn't when I bought them.
Well, I think it's time to start taking responsibility and reading your documents. And I think you need an attorney, and I would rather you spend $200 or $300 on an attorney and know what you're doing then guess. And I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to give you legal advice. When you say to me, you know, what's my liability? I don't know what your liability is. I haven't read your documents. I'm not a lawyer. Go hire a lawyer and make sure that you are getting out of this free and clear. Do you know how to? Do you know a real estate attorney?
I believe so. You know, when I first started this, I tried to call an attorney. They all want to negotiate for you. They want $3,000. I said, well, if I had $3,000, I'd just keep paying the mortgage.
No. Yeah. That's not the kind of attorney I'm talking about.
Well, I got you. Gotcha.
I want you to call the Atlanta Bar Association.
Okay.
And I want you to ask for the head of the real estate committee. You'll have to do this on Tuesday. They'll give you a name and a number. Call that person and say, you heard me talk about this on the radio on Sunday, and you need the name of an attorney who can help you make sure that when you do this deed in lieu or a foreclosure, that you really understand what your legal options are and what your legal requirements are and your liabilities. And can they refer you to somebody? And they will.
Okay.
And it won't be for $3,000 up front.
I got you. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jody. Have a really good Labor Day weekend. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You want to know why we're not getting any loan mods done in this country? Because the guy who's running FHFA, which oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, says it's not in his best interest or in Fannie and Freddie's best interest to do these loan modifications. He would just rather everybody... Excuse me. Two sneezes. Okay. He would just rather everybody just keep making their payments. Well, you know what? If the economy was better, everybody would keep making those payments. 404-872-0750. Buddy joins us on the line. Hey, Buddy. Welcome to the Elise Glink Show, and happy Labor Day.
Well, happy Labor Day to you. I'm on my way to work, too.
Oh, I love it. Somebody else working today. Excellent.
Yeah. Now, my question is, my wife owns the house we're in. We got married after she bought it, and she's been transferred to Texas, and you know, at our house, we've owned the market, but we've only got about 90 days to get rid of it.
Okay.
We don't know what to do. We don't want to give it up and let them foreclose, but we can't afford two residences, but we're going to be living out of state.
Have you lowered the price down to the absolute bare minimum that you can do?
Yep, 50% off. It's listed right now for about $50,000.
Okay. And has there been anybody interested at all in it?
One. Has looked at it.
Okay, that's not a good sign. What's going on in the neighborhood?
There's the house across the street went for $35,000. The one up the street's at $36,900 because they're in foreclosure.
Okay.
And we can't really do anything else, and we don't know what to do with what we got because it's a VA loan. They won't come after her.
Right.
They've already told her they'll just let it ride. But we're not sure we can get another house. I'm not on the loan, so it doesn't affect me. But I don't know if I'll have a job if we move out of state.
You guys should rent.
We're thinking about that, but there's some work that needs to be done, and we would have to borrow the money to do the home improvement.
Okay, work that needs to be done in the house before you sell it?
Well, we're not going to do the probably before we sell it at the price it's at. Because it would take probably about $15,000 or so, $12,000 to get it,
But when I said rent, I meant that you and your wife could rent in Texas. You don't have to buy a house in Texas.
Yeah. We haven't really broke that idea. We looked at apartments and they're about $1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you know, kind of where we're at.
Are you also you're employed now, but you're going to move to Texas with her and then try to look for a job there?
I'm planning on it because I get a small retirement. I'm retired. I'm in my mid-60s. So, and she's a good bit younger than I am.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could probably find a job because Texas has got a better economy than Georgia does. But that's the thing, getting out there and finding one.
Right. I have to say, I think it's really important that you guys figure out what you're willing to live with here. You can try doing the house as a short sale. If you know stuff is selling at $39,000, it sounds like it's just listed at $39,000. You can try doing a short sale. How much do you owe on the house?
101.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a disaster what's going on in Atlanta. I just think it could take two generations to recover. I just don't see how it's going to recover any more quickly.
My
sense, buddy, is that you're not going to be able to sell this house. You're not going to be able to sell it anytime soon. So you can call the lender and offer to do a deed in lieu of foreclosure. And as I said to Jody, who just called in, do not sign a promissory note for that. But do a deed in lieu of foreclosure and walk away. It will hurt your credit, and she's not going to be able to get another VA loan, I don't believe.
Okay.
So it's going to be 5 years before you can buy another house together. If you get a job and you guys can afford it on your income and loan, you'll be able to do that. Your only other option is to simply rent out the house that you have together, right?
Yeah.
And if you're telling me that it can't be lived in until you fix things, that doesn't work for us or for you.
Yeah. Oh, it can be lived in. I mean, we're living in it, and it needs a paint job and carpet and, you know, stuff like that.
But for $15,000, you're not going to do that. Unless you're telling me you're going to get $1,000 a month rent, and maybe you are, maybe you're not, but you have to decide what you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything easy about your situation. I think you're in the kind of a really tough spot. The reason that families aren't moving right now is things like this. They can't get rid of the houses, and so they're just not moving. In fact, the number of people moving in this country for new jobs is at, like, the lowest level in 15 years.
Yeah.
Because people can't get out.
And that's the fault we're in. The job's a good job.
She has to take it, and you guys have to move, and this house is gonna haunt her for 5 years, but she should try either rent it or just let it go back to the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're gonna sell. Even if you tried, I mean, you could lower it to $20,000, right? It won't matter. It's just that I think you're gonna have a hard time getting anybody to look at it.
That's what we're finding out.
Yeah.
So, she's already talking to the VA and has spoken with their representatives. And she has some VA money left, you know, on her ability to borrow. And they were indicating it probably she would still be able to get another VA loan.
No, not for 5 years.
Not for five?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be for 5 years.
Okay.
If at all. I don't really know what the rules are once you've been in a foreclosure with VA, but I do believe it affects eligibility at least for 5 years.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about that. I have to go back and look. But, if you do this, you're going to just have to rent whatever it is, you know, for 5 years unless you get a job and can afford to buy a house in Texas on your own. And then later you can add her to it.
Well, I might, because I get a guaranteed retirement income of about $2,000 a month already.
Yeah, well, that's good, but that's not going to, you know, that's...
Not enough.
It just depends where you are and what you're doing, but I just... These are very tough decisions that you and your wife are going to have to make and discuss. It's not easy, but taking that job and getting out of Atlanta sounds like it's the right start. 404-872-0750. Stay tuned. We've got a big, it's not a big prize pack, but we're definitely giving away a prize pack in the next couple of minutes. Coming up next on News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
7 minutes past the hour on the Elise Glink Show. 404-872-0750 is our number. We're going to give away our prize pack today. It's the WSB McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. It's a prize value of $100. It includes a Kroger $50 gift card, a Moe's Southwest Grill $25 gift card, and an Auto Bell Car Wash $25 gift card. At least your car is going to be clean. All this can be yours if you are the fifth caller. Our prize pack line, 404-741-0750, 404-741-0750. We're going to give it away to the fifth caller. Be nice to Clint. He's taking your call. Good luck. 27 minutes past the hour. Let's see if we can get another quick phone call in here. Paul joins us on the line. Hey, Paul, welcome to the Elise Klink Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Elise.
Sure, what's on your mind?
Okay, so I got contacted by my mortgage company. I have a Freddie Fannie, and this was pretty unsolicited. I've been paying my payments on time. We've been in the house for about 5 years, like everyone else, we're underwater. But they said that there has been a modification to the HARP program, and it's for people like me who have been paying their mortgage on time and don't have any kind of credit issues and all that kind of stuff. And the best part about it is there are no closing costs. So basically they want to take my rate, it's a 30-year fix, from 5.875 to 4.62 and refinance it to a 20-year fix. And they're going to pick up the tab for the closing costs. And I'm like, okay, sure. Why wouldn't I want to do that? So I'm just a little, more than a little skeptical, because everything I hear is that it's impossible to do this.
You know what? It's not impossible if you pay on time. I don't know, who's your lender?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. Well, you can tell because we're talking about it today, and they have this big event coming up. They are trying really hard to clean up their portfolio, their loan portfolio. And I think it sounds like a great opportunity for you to lock in for a 20-year fix. Good for you. I would take them up on it. Don't pay anything for it and move forward. I'm glad it's happening to someone. Might as well be you. 404-872-0750. 29 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Klink. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned to News Talk WSB.
Every Sunday, Elise Klink is live and new to guide you through your money and real estate questions. Only on AM 750. And now, 95.5 FM. News Talk WSB.
37 minutes past the hour. Scott was our winner of our prize pack. Congratulations, Scott. 404-872-0750. You're listening to the Elise Klink Show live on Sundays 12 to 2 now, thanks to football, all the way through December. It's our fallback. We do fall back. Well, actually, we do fall forward. Spring back, fall forward. But our fall forward is we go up 12 to 2 instead of 11 to 1 for the football season. Online all the time, thinkglink.com. Working on a post while we're in commercial break about the unemployment numbers. Answering your calls at 404-872-0750. Mark Titella is going to be with us in just a moment to talk about foreclosures and short sales. Let's go back to the phones. We have a couple of more minutes to take some calls if you've got a question. 404-872-0750. And I should mention, I'll be filling in for Clark tomorrow. We have a very special day of programming for Labor Day. It's all about you and your money. So there's Dave Ramsey all day. I'm going to be on from 1 to 4. We've got Adam Goldmine, who's on doing Car Talk a little bit later on at night. Just all kinds of great, helpful information all day here on WSB. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Let's go back to the phones. Jim joins us on the line. Hey, Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Elise. How are you doing? We appreciate your show.
Oh, I'm glad. How can I help?
I'm going to make this short because I know you're short on time. I'm calling on a friend. She's got a 30-year loan. It's a regular loan for U.S. Bank at 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in her mid-60s. She's on Social Security. She's working part-time through self-employment.
Okay.
She bought the home at $108,000. She owes $88,000. It was appraised at $95,000. And the homes in the neighborhood right now are selling at about $75,000 to $80,000. And is there any way for her to modify this loan? And she is current on her payments.
Well, she wants to refund? Well, does she have an FHA loan?
No, it's just a regular loan for U.S. Bank.
Well, refinancing is going to be tough because even though it was appraised at $99,000, I would say if the houses in the neighborhood are selling for $75,000, that's probably all it's worth.
Right.
So her house is really worth about $75,000. She owes $88,000. She's over.
Correct.
I'm not sure she qualifies for HARP, the H-A-R-P refinance program, but she might. Have you looked at it online? Since you seem to be helping her, you can go to makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Okay.
And you can look up, what you're looking for is not the loan modification stuff. You're looking for the refinance stuff.
Okay.
So let me pull it up right now so that you and I can talk about this a little bit in a little bit more detail. So you can, what it says is There are homeowners facing foreclosure, homeowners struggling to make with mortgage payments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And homeowners trying to avoid mortgage trouble.
Right.
So you just she needs to figure out whether her she can lower her payments through the refinance program, and they it's called the it's home affordable refinance is really what it is.
Home affordable refinance.
HARP.
Okay.
And I would start there and see. And then if she, it looks like she would qualify for that, then I would call U.S. Bank and I would ask to talk to the folks who are in charge of the HARP program, HARP.
Okay.
And don't talk to anybody who really doesn't understand the HARP program.
Okay.
That's, I think, key.
All right.
Well,
I appreciate it, and we'll give it a try, all right?
Good. I hope it goes well. Thanks for calling
right,
the show.
Lisa.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I put you on hold before you could say that. Have a good weekend yourself, Jim. 41 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. Lori joins us on the line from McDonough. Hi, Lori.
Hello there.
What's going on?
Okay. I'd like to ask you about an offer that Wells Fargo has made me on my house loan. I have it financed for 30 years. They want to refinance it for 15. I have I'm 9 years into the mortgage, and there's no closing cost, and the closing would be done online. Is this okay to do?
Yeah, it could be. We just had this call. Paul called us, and he also has Wells Fargo.
Okay.
And they were taking the loan from a 5.875 to something like a 4.6% and giving him a 20-year fix. But you're already too far into that, so what are they offering you? What's your interest rate now, and what are they offering you?
Okay, my interest rate now is 6%, and they're offering me 3.67.
Wow. Yeah, you should do that for a 15-year, no closing costs.
No closing cost, and everything is done by mail and online.
I think it sounds fantastic. Are you
really
concerned that it's not real?
I'm skeptical of that because it just sounds too good to be true. And usually things that are that sound that way usually are.
Yeah, I know, but the lenders are really, as I said earlier, the lenders are really trying to clean up their balance sheets.
Uh-huh.
So they know you're going to go, you're on time with your loan, your house has equity, they know you're going to look around to start to refinance.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going on here. They don't want you to leave because you actually pay your mortgage.
Oh,
so they're offering
refinance
you at 3.67%, and they're not to a 15-year. So you're going to save years and a huge amount of interest.
Okay. They tell me I would save $121,000 over the life of the loan.
Yeah. I think that's right. You just want to make sure when the paperwork comes, it's really from Wells Fargo. Do they give you a number to call for information?
Oh, yes. They have contacted me three times.
Okay.
By phone, and I've already received two different packages in the mail from them.
Mm-hmm. And have you called them so you know for sure it's real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, but it's a Wells Fargo number.
Good.
On
so,
my caller ID.
Yeah. So, you can fake that, by the way, but I'm pretty sure this is real because Wells Fargo is trying to do this. They
okay.
want to keep these.
Okay.
If you have any concerns when you get the paperwork, you can always call a real estate attorney.
Okay. I don't know of one.
Well, let me tell you how to find one. And this is good for any kind of attorney you ever need in your life. You want to call the local bar association, or maybe you want to call the Atlanta Bar Association.
All right.
And you want to ask for the head of the real estate committee. Or if this was an estate tax question, you'd ask for somebody who's the head of the estate committee.
Okay.
Or if you have a litigation, you'd ask for the head of the litigation committee, right? So you get the idea.
Okay.
Ask for the head of the real estate committee. Say that you heard me talk about this on the show and tell them you need to find an attorney who can help you verify that that this amazing offer that you've got from Wells Fargo is really legitimate.
Okay.
And they will
Thank
give you,
you
an attorney.
And
they will give you the name and refer you out to somebody. And then you bring your paperwork, and you go to see the attorney, and they look at the paperwork, and maybe they'll make a few calls, and you'll get it verified, and it's totally worth the money.
Okay, and do you know about how much it costs to do that?
I think it'd just be a couple $100. You'll talk to the attorney on the phone before you go in there. And you'll say,
right.
How much would you charge me to just peace of mind, help me make sure that
right.
I'm not getting ripped off?
Right.
Should just be like an hour of their time.
Because she told me she would send me a stack of papers, and I would be signing them and sending them back to them.
That's right.
And once you sign on that dotted line, you are stuck. And
well,
I want to make sure I'm writing.
Yeah, but once you send them back, it's not really the signing, it's the sending them back part.
Uh-huh.
So I want you to find the attorney now so that when you get that stack of papers, you can actually go in, right?
Okay.
And have that conversation.
Thank you so very much.
You are more than welcome.
I appreciate this so much. The banker at Wells Fargo told me that I needed to frame those papers.
Yes.
It was such a great offer. And I said, well, you know what? I'm just a little bit leery of this. He said, oh, well, don't be, don't be. So anyway, but thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Good luck and good for you to get that loan. You did some good hard work to make sure that you did it. All right, let's see if we can get another quick call in. Patricia joins us on the line from Dunwoody. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Elise. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. I just have a minute. What's on your mind?
We're in a quandary. Our house has been on the market several times over the last few years, and we want to put it back on the market. And we've been told by a real estate agent that because of the history that it's never sold, that it's virtually going to be unsellable because people will look at it, realtors will look at the MLS and go, there must be something wrong with this house. What
okay.
do? We
go find a different agent. That agent doesn't want your business. Go find somebody who does.
Okay.
I mean, it's ridiculous. That's a stupid, stupid thing to say to somebody. Because what you're basically telling them is, I'm not smart enough to market your house appropriately.
Okay. Well, see, we were just crushed. I mean...
Okay, you don't need to be crushed. You don't need to be crushed. Whoever that agent is, they're making the point that they don't know how to sell your house. They don't want your business enough to figure it out. It's not unsellable. No house is unsellable. It takes the right price and the right condition. Why didn't your house sell over the last few years? Duh, we've been in a real estate depression. You know?
Well, that's what we thought.
You need to do what I tell everybody to do. First of all, you should go buy my book, which is called Buy, Close, Move In. It came out last year, and it talks about how to sell your house and buy your house in this market. But the second thing you should do is you should go make a list of all the top real estate agents in your neighborhood and all the top companies. Make an appointment. Make sure your house is in phenomenal condition. Have them come in, do a comparative marketing analysis, and sit there and listen to them tell you how they're going to sell your house and at what price. But
how do you know who the top marketing...
Go drive around. See whose signs are out there. Go take a look at the homes that have sold. You got to do some homework too, Patricia.
Okay, well, I have in the past, and like I said, this time it just kind of knocked me down. I've, you know, looked to see what comparables were on different, you know, different websites.
Well, I think that's good, but I think you really need to go out into the marketplace, drive around, figure out what houses are on the market, who are the agents on those listed on those properties, who's been selling it, really make a study of it, call all those agents, get your house in phenomenal shape, come in and have them do comparative marketing analyses, and you need three or four people from three or four different companies. And then you need to have a serious conversation about how they're going to sell this house. And I have a million ideas. I put a lot of this stuff online at my thinklink.com website. Go there and check it out. But this woman who told you, or man that told you, that your house was unsellable, they just don't want the business. 49 minutes past the hour. Check. We've got news, weather, and traffic coming up. Mark Titel is coming up today in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They've got a big report on the big paydays for state university officials. It is 11 minutes before the hour. I'm Elise Kling. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on News Talk WSB.
Expert money advice you can depend on. Weekdays with Clark Howard and Dave Ramsey. And midday every Sunday with Elise Glink on AM 750. And now, 95.5 FM. News Talk WSB.
55 minutes past the hour. News Talk WSB. Mark Titel joins us on the line right now. Hey, Mark. Oh, you're in the studio, actually, today. Hey, Mark. Welcome back.
Great to be here.
So we've got a lot of stuff going on today in Atlanta metropolitan area. So far this year, you've told me that we have 40,000 new homes listed. We've sold 18,000. That doesn't bode well, does it?
No, it's really a very bad numbers for all of us. More than 50% of the homes that are for sale either expire or are withdrawn from the market. And what we're seeing the most is that the largest discounts are taking place since 2007, before the crisis started, and the reductions are happening weekly as opposed to every 30 or 60 days. We used to be on the market for 3 or 4 months without any reduction in selling homes. Now, if you don't drop the price automatically every week or every 30 days, you have no chance of selling your home.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think people are having to drop the price very, very regularly. And I think people are expecting it. It's almost like a reverse auction like they do in Holland, where they're auctioning the flowers. And they start at a price, and it like comes down and down and down. And finally, it's a magical number. Everybody jumps on it.
Absolutely. And taking a positive look, being positive about it, is probably the hardest thing for the real estate agent as well as for the sellers. And if you own a condo, it's even worse. It takes about 130 to 150 days to sell a condo, as opposed to a house, which takes about 90 to 100 days. So really, anybody who is actually owning the condo have to be prepared to work hard at every buyer that comes through their property. We cannot squander even one of them, because we know for sure that condos, most of the condos in town, do not allow rentals. So we need to sell to the homeowner who is actually buying to live in the condo. And that means if that buyer walks, it's harder to find a replacement.
Yeah, I think everybody's having a hard time finding a replacement. We've heard from several people today who have had homes in the market. They're priced well below what they even owe on the loan, and they're getting like one person looking. It's very, very frustrating. How do you know? I know that you always say this on the air. If you want to sell your home, you have to price it right from the start. Should you just like bottom feed it right from the beginning? And I'm hearing the music go, so you're going to have to give me a fast answer.
Very quickly, what's the most important thing is to really price at the bottom of the highest possible price you can get.
It's incredible. Mark Tytel, getoutstartover.com. If you have questions about your foreclosure or short sale, go to his website, make an appointment and go talk to him. GetOutStartOver.com. Folks, I'll be back tomorrow filling in for Clark. Don't forget about that Wells Fargo homeownership preservation seminar. We heard just now that 130 people have called and signed up. Don't make your reservation today. The information's on thinklink.com. I'll be back at 1 o'clock tomorrow to fill in for Clark. Happy Labor Day, everybody.